Good to see you all. Now we can hear you can hear me. The gospel today, I would love to share with you and invite you to reflect with me three words from my gospel today, from my homily today. The first word is they're all from the gospel. First, heavenly food. Second, the heavenly sign, and the third one, the heavenly name. The first one, heavenly food. I came to the parish last year, and we had like two nursing homes, Morningstar and then Skypoint. And I opened two more at the Rich Pinehurst Nursing Home and then the Willowbrook Nursing Home. So now I am dealing with four locations, four nursing homes. And then yesterday, I came to visit a Rocky Mountain nursing home nearby the Costco, like Wadsworth and Quincy. I came to visit a lady. And then after that, a visit, so I talked with the people over there. And then they asked me, hey, Father, would you give us the sacrament? I have been here like 4 years. No one brought communion for me. I couldn't get out of this nursing home, so I didn't receive Holy Communion for 4 years. She cried. And then I asked people, hey, how many people, how many Catholics in this nursing home? And then because they all were watching TV in the community room, and they raised hand, and then I counted around like 8 people, Catholics, without communion. And then I talked to them, and now I am planning to have Mass over there to bring the Holy Communion services for them every month, every week, and then hopefully they can receive the Lord more often, because it's so powerful that way. Back to my homily today about food, heavenly food. We receive every week the Lord, every week. And sometimes we are losing the sense of how valuable that we can receive Him. People in that nursing home, 4 years without Jesus, they are dying without Jesus. They all have strong desire to have Jesus with them, so that we're going to bring the Holy Communion for them. We're going to open Masses for them. They have the strong desire. And I told people that the more I am hanging out with those people, with the elderly people, so you know that they all have like hearing issues and trouble issues. Like now, I used to be like a gentleman, okay? I used to be like a gentle voice, but now I turn into like yelling or like hanging around a lot. Like when I, couple of months versus parish, I came and then say Mass for them. And then I said, the Lord be with you. So gently, no one responded. And then the next time, the Lord be with you. And then just yelling at them. So now they didn't know a lot, and then like the more I'm saying Mass, the more I'm hanging out with them, the more my voice so loud, and then like it turned into like gentle voice. Now it's like yelling voices, like the Lord is with you. Like it's just like that is the reality, okay? That is the real story and the reality as well. So hang out with them. I love the Lord, and I love elderly people. I love both. They are like babies. They are like babies. The more you hang out with them, it's so much fun. But heavenly food today. So the Lord, I think, brothers and sisters, we need to fix our eye on heaven. Like your life, like your destiny, you must fix on heaven. Because that is like all the purposes of our life. Like without heaven, without eternal life, your life, my life, will be pointless. Will be nothing. You're gonna die one day. I'm gonna die one day. And what happened after that? Without eternity, without eternal life, without heavenly food, without Eucharist, without Jesus, our lives is useless. It's nothing without Him. So heavenly food, when you receive Him today, When you receive the Eucharist today, you are receiving heavenly Lord, heavenly food. The food came down from heaven. The next point for my homily today is a heavenly sign. So you heard in the gospel that people came to Jesus and asked him, what sign you can do for me? But if you remember that, the gospel today, is it like immediately right after the gospel last week? The gospel last week, it talks about like 5,000-10,000 people were fed by fish and bread. Okay, you remember that story? And then that is a yesterday, okay? Like put it like in the time. Yesterday, Jesus fed 1,000 people. Today they came. Jesus, give us more. I don't believe in you. Jesus, do some miracle. We don't believe in you. Step back a moment. Wait a minute. I gave you, I fed you 1,000 people yesterday, and now today you came to me and asked, like, you don't believe in that, and you ask more sign? You see, what sign you can do so that I can believe in you? Jesus, do it. If you don't make a sign, I don't think I can believe in you. However, the way the Lord's working is different. In order to see a sign, we must believe first. People are doing opposite. They want to see a sign so that they can believe in God. But Jesus, if you believe in me, you will see a sign. It's completely different. How about us? God, show me a miracle. If you don't show me, I'm not a Catholic. Lord, help my children. If they don't become a Catholic, I will me neither. You are not powerful. You are not powerful, God. God, show me a sign. Show me a favor. Heal me. Heal my cancer. If you don't heal me, I don't believe in you. See, that is our human natures. It looks like the gospel happened like 1,000 years ago, but actually it's happened every day. Of course, including me. We are looking for a sign to see, to believe. But however, the Lord, he requires, hey, if you believe in me, if you believe first, I'm going to give you a miracle. I'm going to give you a sign, but I require that you believe in me first. Don't look for a sign. Look for the belief. The last point from my homily, heavenly name. We know that back to the Old Testament, a long, long time ago, okay, 1,000 years ago. So the Old Testament in Exodus, Moses, like the Israel people, came to Moses and then asked Moses, hey, Moses, what kind of God we are worshiping? Because like my friend, like they are worshiping pagan, all the religions around us. But the Israel came to Moses and asked him, what God? What is his name, Moses? Give us something. Tell us about God so that we can worship him. And then Moses came to the Lord and asked God, God, Israel asked me, what is your name? And the Lord said, I am who I am. And then Moses came back to the people and then said, the I am sent me. Like, and then the people were like, the I am? What do you mean about that? Like, the I am sent me. He revealed to me that he's the I am. Now the New Testament. The Lord, he kept the word I am for 1,000 years ago. And now move on the New Testament. Jesus revealed for the humanity that he is God. He is Son of God, fully man, called Jesus. Now we know the name of God, the face of God, Jesus. Today's gospel, he revealed more. The I am from the beginning, I am Jesus Christ, and now I am the bread of life. You see that? The word I am. The New Testament fulfilled the Old Testament. The Lord, he revealed the I am, but he waited like years, thousand years at this point, and he revealed that I am the bread of life. I am in the Eucharist. I am like that heavenly name. I'm revealed to you so that you can believe in me, so that you can receive that that bread can help you to receive eternal life. That's all I have today for you all. Invite you all to reflect with me this week. I'll be on the retreat today until next Friday. So I keep my mouth shut for the whole week. So that's why you're going to hear a homily longer than 10 minutes today. It's because I have no chance to talk with someone. Now this is my chance. So I need to talk in order to keep the silent, keep my mouth shut for the whole week. So that is the reason why you listen to a long homily today, okay? So I pray for you all and pray for me as well. So those are three words: heavenly food, heavenly sign, and heavenly name.